AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A day after Lindsey Vonn broke her leg in the downhill at the Winter Olympics in Italy.
The thing is, she's 41 years old. You end this way, and, you know, this is the end of her career. I mean, it's not that there will be no more ski races for Lindsey Vonn. At least not as long as I have anything to say about it.
Vonn's father, Alan Kildow, tells the AP she is being treated at a hospital following her fall and helicopter evacuation from the course in Cortina.
She's a very strong individual. She knows physical pain, and she understands the circumstances that she finds herself in. And she's able to handle it better than I ever could.
Kildow declined to comment on details of Vonn's injuries and said the crash was less a result of Lindsey Vonn's knee injury than the way she pushed the limits of her racing line. Lawmakers have tried to interview Ghislaine Maxwell, but the former girlfriend and confidant of Jeffrey Epstein invoked her Fifth Amendment rights to avoid answering questions that would be incriminating. Former federal prosecutor Nima Ramani says Maxwell is looking for a pardon from President Trump.
It doesn't appear that he is entertaining that possibility, but the president has been very liberal with pardons and somewhat unpredictable. So it's certainly a possibility, even though it doesn't seem very likely.
British Prime Minister Keir Starmer vowed to fight for his job as revelations about the relationship between the former UK ambassador to Washington and Jeffrey Epstein spiral into a full-blown crisis for his 19-month government. Cuban aviation officials have warned airlines of a fuel shortage for refueling on the island. This is part of energy rationing as the Trump administration cuts Cuba off from its fuel sources. Some nurses in New York City have reached a tentative contract deal. This is AP News. The AP's Lisa Dwyer reports no school today in San Francisco.
About 6,000 public school teachers in San Francisco have gone on strike for the first time in nearly 50 years.
We are still being promised one thing and offered another.
United Educators of San Francisco President Cassandra Curiel.
And our demands for fully funded family health care, 100% remain the same, not 75%.
They are demanding higher wages, better health benefits, and more resources for special needs students. San Francisco has closed all 120 of its schools, offering independent study to some of the district's 50,000 students. The district is facing a $100 million deficit and has countered the union's request for 9% raises over 2 years, with a 6% increase over 3 years. Sound courtesy KGO. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More information at apnews.com. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month. No commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. You coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.